Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. I have my co-host here, Barbara Moore. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Great. Our guest today is psychic Joseph Labruto. Now, if you've been on our show before, you know, it's interesting. You're also a medium in addition to a psychic, and you do speaking to heaven events.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Oh, hold on,
yeah.
Joseph. I wanted to just shout out our Life, Laughter, Happiness number for everybody to call in, because we
right.
are taking callers today, everybody. So it is 516-531-9874. So call now and line up to get your reading from Joseph Labruto. So, okay, go ahead, Joseph. Tell us about the, what did Johnny say? It was the...
Well, he's talking about my speaking to heaven. That's the name that's the name of one of my books that I've written, too, called Speaking to Heaven. And it's an event that I do where I have a group setting, a gallery setting, I call it, where I give messages to the loved ones that are crossed over. And what is different than most mediums is I have this ability where the loved ones will merge with me. So I'll be like in a large crowd audience. I normally get the audience going by having everybody count out loud 1 to 10, say their first name out loud 3 times. Because if you hear 100 people shout their names 3 times, it sounds really incredible. And then I hear loved ones coming in, and I'll get focused on a person. And when I bring that person through, sometimes what happens is that deceased person will merge into me. It's almost like the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg when Patrick Swayze jumped into Whoopi's body to dance with Molly. That's
yeah.
what happens with me. So I will have, like, if I have your father here and he's coming through, all of a sudden I'll step aside, and the father will talk directly to that person, word for word. And this is some of what my big events are when I do this type of events. And those are my speaking to heaven events.
That sounds so exciting. I mean, to have it happen, but also a little bit strange and, I don't know, maybe scary. What happened the first time that you experienced that? Were you taken aback?
I tell people up front to prepare. I prepare them for it, so just in case it happens. It doesn't happen with everyone, but it does happen quite frequently. And, and I get a lot of stories.
You know,
I get a lot of emails or testimonials, people telling me, wow, my dad was talking to me. It was incredible. And, you know, I could share a story where I was doing a group reading. I was reading for a woman, and I looked at her, and I said, is it your boyfriend or fiancé passed away? Said, well, it was my boyfriend. And I looked at her and said, he wanted to marry you? She said, well, that's what his friends told me. I said, he died on a motorcycle, didn't he? And she said, and you were supposed to go on a cruise, and he died on a motorcycle? And she said, the day before the cruise, he died on a motorcycle. And I said, yes, that was the cruise. He wanted to propose marriage to you. And then all of a sudden, I felt him jump into my body, and I got down on one hand and knee, and I grabbed her hand. And then I took my index finger and I drew a heart right on the palm of her hands. She looked at me and she started crying and she said, Joseph, he used to draw hearts all over my body. And that's why I know it's him. And then I proposed marriage to her from him. So.
Wow.
Well,
I just got chills. What the hell?
Well,
love that.
You know,
go ahead, Johnny.
That might be a good lead into a caller. You know, because I've seen the callers. And I want to put this person on. This is area code 954. 954, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on live with psychic Joseph Labruto. How are you today?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Joseph. I haven't heard you in a long time, and I miss hearing you
and
seeing you.
And who's calling?
I hope that you might be able to connect with... possibly an aunt who I have a passing anniversary this month, or a cousin also who was very close to me.
Male or female cousin?
Female.
Okay. And what is your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. And we have met before, I take it, since you said you haven't heard from me for a long time. And you're from the Fort Lauderdale area, the 954 area code?
Yeah. I don't want to say too much because I let spirit come through.
That's okay. So you said aunt or a female cousin that you have through. Count 1 to 5 for me and just say your first name 3 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mary. Mary. Mary.
Okay. I know you said aunt and the females, but I'm feeling a male that wants to come out first, Mary. Is there a father figure or a male that needs to say they're sorry for you for some reason? It just has to apologize.
I could understand that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this your father, by the way?
Yes.
All right. Sometimes what happens, Mary, is that loved ones on the other side, they see their life flash in front of them, and they realize things that they have done to family members, or they could have done things better. And when we pass away, we meet with those loved ones, and normally we talk things through. But as a medium, I'm able to connect with them beforehand, so you can live the rest of your life knowing how they feel and he wants to say he's sorry for one thing. And he's just apologizing about how he treated the family and how things went. And he just asked for forgiveness for you and just wants to say he's sorry.
Very good. Thank you.
So I needed to bring him through first. Now, is there a J, somebody like Joni or anything like that?
That's my other Aunt Joni. She just had a birthday on the 18th as well.
Okay, and she's passed as well then?
Oh, yeah.
Or alive? Okay, so I have Aunt Joni here.
Joni, she's in spirit, my other aunt.
Okay, so Aunt Joni is here as well. Now, I know you're Mary, but is there another Mary as well? And who's passed?
Yes.
Mary Marie? Who's Aunt Mary?
Yes.
Okay, is it Aunt Mary?
No.
Okay, is it a grandma? Who's Mary?
Yes.
Grandma, okay. Is this still on the Joni side? I want to see which side of the family I'm on.
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay. All right, so I'm pulling out the Joni side of the family right now. And I have your grandmother, Mary, coming in. Mother Mary, I'm going to call her. on here.
She was Catholic, too.
She was Catholic. Okay. Mother
Robbie
Mary.
Wise.
On here. Okay. So I'm pulling her through. Now, who had cancer as well?
My cousin.
Who? I'm sorry?
The cousin.
Your husband? Your cousin. Okay,
the female cousin.
Okay, I got the person who had cancer. I don't know if it was breast cancer, but I have upper end right here and where it kind of mastitized. And shortness of breath, and she said that it took everything out of her. But she did everything in her power to get healthy, and she went through the treatment, she went through everything. But sometimes the chemo just takes too much from you. And, you know, she said she won some battles, but she lost the war, and that's how she's telling
me. That's right.
But she always was a fighter, though. And she she wouldn't give up until the end.
Oh, no.
She wants to give you a big hug and kiss, by the way, Mary.
Oh, I miss her a lot.
She just wants to let you know that I'm
in December,
She wants to let you know she's at peace. And she looks like, remember when she was 18 years old? This is what she's showing me. 18 to 20 years of age, she's showing me. And that's how she looks in heaven right now.
Oh,
and I think that was a good age for her. And I guess if you were growing up, maybe you could remember her teenage years.
Yeah, we grew up together, very close.
Okay.
Like sisters.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So like almost like sisters?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what she's showing me, 18 to 20 years old. And she's showing me just how beautiful she is. And this is how she looks in heaven. Now, the aunt that we're talking about, was she almost like a mother figure to you as well?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just have her just watching over you, being a part of your life. And you looked up to her.
Yes,
and
very much.
What she wants to tell me, Mary, is that she's always watching over you. She promises to be there. I'm holding a piece of jewelry of hers. Is this something that you have of hers as well?
I have some of her jewelry. That's correct.
Okay. So that's what she's showing me, the piece of jewelry you have of hers as well. The month of July... Does that make sense to you? I have ruby, or unless there's a ruby.
I can't place it right now. It's not a birthday.
Could be a death or anything, or an anniversary. If it's not July, it could be June or January,
well,
one of the J months.
Wait a minute. July was the cousin's birth. She's born in July, the cousin.
All right, so she's showing me her birthstone then. Okay.
Yeah, that's her.
They're both overlapping each other on there.
Yeah, they
and it makes sense.
Too.
I feel
yeah,
like it makes sense because I feel like it was in her aunt as well or something.
Yes.
On here. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that's
both
why I feel like
it.
So we have your cousin, we have Joni, we have Mary, and we have this aunt that I haven't got her name yet.
right.
Coming through. But
her passing
she's
month.
But she's just telling me that how close she was growing up, you were growing up, and how she was a big influence in your life. And
oh, yes.
She just wanted to let you know was it a hospice situation with her, though, at
no,
the very
she
end?
She actually went very quickly.
Okay.
No,
was it hospital? It was in hospital or anything?
No. Well, she was in the hospital at the end, but it was sudden. Unexpected.
Okay, that's why. If it's not hospice, it's hospital. I don't have her at home. I have her in hospital care when she passed
but
away.
Joni was in a nursing home and eventually hospitalized at the end.
Okay. But your aunt, she shows me she was in a hospital. And just something about getting tests, and they couldn't figure out what was happening, and then shortness of breath. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she had a sudden heart attack, and the operation to save her was not successful.
Okay, so that's what she's telling me about.
Yeah.
Right, well,
she sends her love. Go ahead, Jody.
Sorry.
That was a great reading.
Is that the end?
Okay.
That was a great reading. And
thank you, Mary.
I can imagine, Mary, you're super happy with it. I mean,
absolutely.
Wow, Joseph.
John, he's one of the best. He's right on. I wish we could talk longer, but I know you have other calls.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
we're
going to try
to
get to many people as we can.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Mary, I do have an online show every Wednesday, a Zoom show on Facebook. So if you tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
I'll go to your website then. If it's with
mm-hmm.
your name, I'll go to your website.
Yep, it's under events every Wednesday night, and it's broadcast live on Zoom. And you can Zoom in or you can telephone in, and you can get back in again. Okay.
Oh, that's great. We'll do that.
Okay,
thanks,
great.
Thank you,
Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joseph, was just going to say that. Johnny, hold on, please. I was just going to do a shout-out to let people know that they can reach you elsewhere. I just am on your Facebook page right now. So, everybody, you can find Joseph at Joseph Labruto III. And then that took me to your wonderful Facebook page where you can contact you. You can check out your website. And your website is ourjourneyoflife.com, correct?
There you go. Now you can see who you're talking to.
Yes. And you know what? I've seen you before because you were on the show a year and a half ago but I remember visiting you before and seeing your face. So awesome. And that was amazing, though. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say that the talent you have, the gift that you have, is really phenomenal. So, wow, you've got names. And, I mean, I'm kind of jealous. Aren't you, Johnny? I want my reading. But maybe a little later if we get through some of these callers.
I'm sure.
But I don't want to wear you out too much. All right.
Now, are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, we can take one more, and then we can go into a little more talking a little bit, so I can take a break.
Yeah.
So callers, but we can go ahead. Yeah. Well, if you have a big queue full of people, I want to make sure I get to some of them.
Yeah, we have a few, but we'll do is next one here. It's area code 312. You're on.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Psychic medium.
Hi.
Joseph Labruto, how are you? What's your name?
I'm good. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm from Chicago.
Welcome, Elizabeth. It's the first time talking with
me? I'm not from Chicago. I'm in Chicago.
You're in
Chicago.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
This first time. How'd you hear about tonight's show?
I just went on Blog Talk Radio and I saw it and I said, why not listen?
Wonderful. Well, welcome. Elizabeth,
Thank you.
Is that the first?
Elizabeth,
I want you to...
yeah.
How I work, Elizabeth, and for those of you who are listening who wants to get in touch, I'm also a psychic as well, so if you have any questions about your life path, like a magic eight ball, you ask the question as specific as you can. For loved ones, I'm a direct dial, like how Mary wanted to connect with her cousin and aunt. I just need a relationship with the person you need to connect with, and then we can go from there. So, Elizabeth, who would you like to connect with today?
My partner, who passed away February 12th of this year.
Okay. Male or female?
He's a male.
Okay, that's all I need to know. When you say partner, it could be either way. Okay, I want you to count 1 to 5. Say your first name 3 times.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay.
You're welcome.
For some reason, I feel COPD, I feel chest, I feel lungs very heavy. And if it's not him, I could be tuning into someone else. Does this make sense to
it's
you?
It's him. Yes.
Okay. Did he have COPD in a way?
Yes.
Or,
he was a smoker.
Okay. Okay. I just have coughing and trying to catch my breath and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have slowing down at the very end.
Yes.
Getting sick. Elizabeth, if it wasn't for you, sweetheart, I wouldn't have lived as long as I lived. And this is the words I'm hearing him telling me to tell you. And what he's telling me is that you tried to get him healthy when you were together. Try to get him to eat right or quit smoking. Just healthy lifestyle. But then he wanted to enjoy life. But he wanted to enjoy life. He says, I'd rather enjoy life than I have to suffer through life. And I think you had that talk before like that with him. He's a very funny guy, by the way.
Yes, he is.
I just could pick up his sense of humor just coming out through me and everything.
Yes. That's him.
Okay.
That's him.
Before his passing, I have you holding his hand. Did you make him promise to come to you in dreams or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. I have you holding his hand, and you told him, you better come to me. Show yourself. Show me
absolutely signs
on there.
Yep.
All right. Well, how's it working for you, Elizabeth, he says. This is one way I'm coming to you.
I love it. I absolutely love you, and I love everything that's going on right now. Loving it.
Okay. He's showing me a ring for some reason now, and I don't know if it's a promise ring, but he didn't want to jinx anything. Sometimes when we get married, it may jinx it, but then he didn't want to lose you too.
So he didn't marry
you. No, he didn't. But he said he wanted to, but he didn't want to jinx anything. But was there a special ring that he wanted to give you just to know that you were taken?
Yes.
Okay.
I found it after he passed.
Okay, wonderful. So he's talking about that special. I don't want to call it a friendship. He's calling them my lover ring. That's the way he wants to say, my lover ring.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I found it right after he passed. Yes, I did.
Good. So he's glad that you found the ring.
His secret hiding place wasn't that good.
So you meant he bought the ring and he never gave it to you yet.
After he passed.
Well, after he passed, but I'm talking about when he was alive.
Yeah.
All right, so this is important, Elizabeth. This is his way.
Right.
You know, I shared a story about the engagement thing earlier. This is almost like the same scenario that he wanted to give you this ring when he was alive,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't have a chance to do that. So he wanted to use my voice and talk to you about the ring that you found, that he wished he could have gave it to you and look into your eyes and tell you how much he loves you. And he said that is a forever ring. That was giving you my heart forever and ever.
Thank you, John.
So,
thank you.
Well, I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
You
brought a lot of healing to my heart. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's
well,
great.
Now you know who I am. You could just go look me up at my website, and you'll know who I am. So.
You know, I gotta say it's amazing. Last time you were on here, I don't remember you doing that 5-4-3-2-1 thing. Is that a new thing?
No, I've been doing that since the beginning. You know, I try to get people set up because when I have them count, they focus on their loved ones that they want to hear. Because how a medium works is the loved ones focus on them and they bring them here, and I'm able to tap into them through them. So if I have you count 1 to 5 and say your first name 3 times, as you're counting, you're thinking about that person you want to hear from.
I understand. I get all that, but I don't remember you doing that last time you were on the show. Do you remember that, Barbara?
No, I don't remember, but it was a long time ago.
I mean,
it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do that for just put an anchor in there. So I change around a little bit. But normally when I do readings, I have people count 1 to 10 normally in my private sessions and say their first name 3 times normally. So
it's a connection. Well, that was another amazing reading. So I'm just totally wowed right now. I mean, I have so many questions, though, about you. You know, your personal story. How young were you when you realized that you had this gift?
You know, I was born with this gift, but I didn't know I had a gift. Everyone looked normal to me. When spirit used to come into my bedroom and talk to me, it wasn't like the Hollywood movies where they're all creepy and bloody and scary. It was nothing like that. They were regular people. They just used to make me laugh. And when I was about 10, my grandmother passed away, and she was the only one that I knew that was really close when she passed. And I attended her funeral, and my dad talked to me a little bit about death and about heaven and how we're going to say our goodbyes to grandma. But days afterwards, I was going into my bedroom, and all of a sudden, there she was sitting on my bed looking at me, smiling. And now it scared me because now I knew I was seeing ghosts because she was buried. She's dead. And here she is, plain as day. And then I realized every other spirit now. That's when I could tell spirit from real people then. And I realized that these people coming into my room before I go to bed just to make me laugh and thought they weren't real people. I remember running out of my room screaming, but I can hear her voice saying, "Joey, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye. I just want to say I love you." And those are the last words I heard from her. And I shut down completely. I shut down for many years. It was in my early 20s when I started to open up. And it was my ex-wife who was a psychic, and she got me involved in going to psychic workshops. And when I went to these workshops, my gifts started to excel. Doing psychic readings for people. And I remember talking to my mother about it, and that's what I found out. My mother never told me, but she just told me on her side of the family. My father's Sicilian, my mother's Puerto Rican. On the Puerto Rican side, generations of family members are psychics and mediums and healers. And she told me about her grandmother, who's my great-grandmother, who thousands of people used to come. She said she used to talk to the dead. She used to touch people and heal people as well and tell people about their future. I'm doing that now. I'm a healer. I've healed people. I tell people about their future and the mediumship that I'm doing now too as well. So this is kind of, I was born with this gift, and I started to enhance it more, and I started practicing more in my mid-20s to my 30s. And about 10 years ago, I decided to go full-time and do this as a professional.
Wow.
About 10 years ago.
Well, are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm not – well, hold on. Johnny, I didn't even ask him many questions about himself.
Yeah.
So I do remember that now. The story with the grandma, I do.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. I remember that, yes. But that is so crazy. A little boy sitting there, and that happens to him. So you like withdrew and you held it in because then did you think, I'm different?
It scared me.
Yeah. And did you tell your dad?
Yeah, my dad thought it was my imagination. Oh, you're dreaming. It's your imagination. And my mom didn't say anything. Yeah, no, she didn't say anything till later when I started to go. I was going to these classes, and my ability started to get better. And then I became a channel first where the movie came out, Shirley MacLaine, where she went to Europe and saw this person who's a channel, who channels spirit guides. And I wanted to learn, and and somebody mentored me here in South Florida, took me under her wing, and mentored me to become a trance channel. So I went into trance, and I started bringing spirit guides through. Around this time, two of my cousins, they're married, my cousin Joey and his wife Mary Lou, they used to come to my channel sessions all the time, and I was married at the time too when I was channeling. But around this time, my cousin Joey passed away of a heart attack. He was 34. He was very young. But again, he opened up my mediumship abilities. I went to his funeral, but as I was driving home, sitting at a red light, thinking about him, thinking, you know, angry with God, how can somebody so young with a father of two pass away of a heart attack like that? All of a sudden, I heard his voice clear as day. I looked to the passenger side. There he was smiling at me, and he wanted me to talk to his wife, Mary Lou, and give her a message. And long story short, I told Mary Lou what he had to say, and I was 100% correct. He opened up heaven's gates for me, and ever since that, loved ones started coming in again. And I was probably about 28 years old when my mediumship ability started to kick in again.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness, because that's a gift that should be shared. I mean, this is amazing. You can really help so many people. I mean, you know that, obviously, and you change their lives because they could go on for years and years and just miss and have that hole in their heart and that empty feeling, and then what you give them in such a short amount of time can fill that void. Wow.
It gives closure. It does heal. It shows there is life after death, that this is not it. That our loved ones go and they're in a faraway place. I teach heaven is within. And I have to recommend my book, Speaking to Heaven, because I talk all about this, about heaven, where is heaven, how to speak to your loved ones, about their transitions after their passing, and signs, how to look for signs. It's all in my book, Speaking to Heaven. But it does give closure, and knowing that your loved ones are watching, like the last reading with Elizabeth, talking about that ring that she said she found after his passing. So he wanted to give that ring when he was alive to her. So he was able to say to her how much he loves her and giving her and said that I really wanted to see your face when I gave you the ring. And that was something he couldn't say because he passed away. So.
And now
he got to say it, and she got to hear it from his lips through my lips, so to say. And not only that, but
she'll have it recorded. And Joseph, I mean, this show, she can send that to all of her friends and say, see, I mean,
there you go.
There's no denying it. He didn't know people's names before this. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Great.
So are you ready for the caller?
Let's take another call.
Okay. 860, you are on the air.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
What's your name? You're on with psychic medium Joseph Labruto.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Dunton. Hi. It's Amala. How are you?
Amala. I knew it. Great. Joseph, this is Amala. She's a caller that we hear from a lot, which is awesome.
Hi, Amala. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Doing well. You're calling from Connecticut. Okay, welcome. What can
Thank
I do
you.
For you this evening?
I do have a question, so I don't know. Is that okay to just ask you?
Mm-hmm. I'm like a magic eight ball. Ask the question as specific as you can.
This is kind of specific, but it's based on a theme. Barbara and Jonathan kind of know this. It's been happening for a month now. I've been clearing a lot, and something happened today, which really is kind of, it's a bummer, but I'm wondering why is this happening time and time again? I know universe provides, I know universe always, you know, there's a reason why things happen. So bottom line, I got snubbed. I'm a speaker based on myself being blind. I'm actually legally blind. I'm not completely blind yet. So bottom line, I was supposed to be in the show, and I was invited, and basically the producers was like, I don't think you're going to fit in for us, and basically, no. And I was excited to do it, and I know, and she brought it up herself. She goes, it's your vision, and, you know, we can't help you that way. And the thing is, the funny thing is, Jonathan would understand this. It was all it was technical difficulties. Anybody can go through technical difficulties, vision issues or not.
Now, was this live broadcasting where you're going to be at a studio, or was it going to be through, like, an internet-type thing?
It was supposed to be through Facebook Live, yes, through that one of the producers, yes.
Okay, supposed to be through a Facebook Live. All right.
Yes.
All right. What I'm hearing, Almela, is that things do happen for a reason, and it's almost like they're making excuses up, and that was just one of the excuses that they had to make about your vision and everything. I feel like it's more. I think it has to do more about that. I feel like they're trying. Their guess that they're trying to do is sometimes they want to pick somebody who has a strong following. And that they could pull more people into their page and so forth. And I think something came up where they had an opportunity with a stronger follower to come up to do that. And that's what I feel it is. You need to be on a program that comes from heart, compassion. You have a story to tell. And I feel you have a story to tell. And most people who are in your position with disabilities and you could help so much. It's like through your eyes they can see and what you went through, and you can help so many. The right situation will come right. It has to be a program where it's more giving, where it's more with a person who's putting the program. It's like Jonathan over here and Barbara. It's more from the heart type thing. And it's not like how many numbers can you pull or how many people can you pull this way. I don't feel we're going to have a good attendance. That's where you need to be right now. Be patient. It's very important to have a good biography about yourself on everything. So do you have something like that, a biography?
I have a book out. It's a memoir and self-help book. It came out last October.
Perfect.
It's already out.
Okay.
So I already have the second book, too, that's out, too. Yeah.
Just be patient on there.
Okay.
You know, I had opportunities to get on shows, too, and fly me to California, and the last second, they pull on me, too. And they said that either the show didn't go or they got another psychic in there. And it happens. It just happens. And I just don't let it get to me. I just, you know, if it was not meant to be, it's meant to
you
be.
Know
it's
what?
Not.
Can I
that's
just
it.
Talk from the heart? Can I just say something from the heart versus a little bit? It's just kind of like, you know what it is? Bottom line, I'm not making excuses for myself. And this lady really, I'm just going to say one thing about this lady, the producer. What really hurt me is that she basically said I was playing victim. Do you know how many times people think I play or they assume I'm the blind lady, victim lady? There's no way. Ask Jonathan and Barbara who know me. There's no way.
I always forget.
Well,
absolutely.
This is where this is what she's coming from, and this is how she projected to you that you're playing victim, and that was her way out.
You know what it is, though? I know not to take it personally to get to what you were saying, but the problem is, in air quotes, is this. I get up, I fall again, and that happens with life anyway. But as a disabled lady, it's every day, Joseph. It sucks. There's no other way to say it. I am snubbed at the grocery store. People get mad at me with their actions because I bump into them. Now I look normal. That's the issue, and I use a cane. People don't see the cane. Who's the blind people? Not me.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
And that's coming from the heart, and that's what sucks about this, is that how many times am I going to get snubbed until somebody says, hey, yeah, we want you. You know what I mean?
What's going to happen is through your books that you have written and someone who really loves what you have written, and they're going to see you through what you have written. So just be patient. Just be patient through it. You know, and don't let this discourage you, because I do – if you ask me psychically, what do I see for you in the future? I see that the things that you write about is almost like self-care and helping people. And this is what you're writing about. And someone, maybe a producer or a publication, will have somebody, like maybe a family member, a mother or a father, who's like you, who can you touch them by heart. Oh, my dad was just like that. I can understand what she's going through. And that's when you're going to grab that person. So just be patient. I see it happening.
And Jonathan helped me get with the last thing I'm going to say, that Jonathan helped me with the video to send my first book to the Ellen show. So we don't know. I sent you back in
that tonight.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. That's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
Thank you, Angela.
I appreciate your words. Thank you so very much, all of you. You guys are so supportive. And from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful for you. And you guys
You're welcome.
Thank you so
we
much.
We do actually help. I love Amala. And you know what? And just act like you already do have that moment, that feel that moment happening when you do touch somebody's life, like Joseph says, will happen. And then that's a part of manifesting, imagining it like you already have it. Right, Joseph? I mean, isn't that good to think like that, that you already have something that you want so badly?
That's it. We're strong co-creators, and we just have to stop putting doubt within ourselves. People are always going to tear us down. There's going to be a lot of obstacles in our way. That's why we're put here on this earth plane. We just have to be stronger and overcome the obstacles and try not to let the everyday things bring us down, and just kind of be stronger and just say, you know, okay, if that's the other person's problem, maybe this is what they are. But I do feel good things, and I feel it's the book. And it's going to be somebody who has a family member who's going through blindness that you're going to touch that has connections.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Ha, ha, ha. Were you – okay, this is what I do when I watch my Seahawks. And I'm wondering, when you were watching your, let me guess, Miami Dolphins, do you say, because I know you're from Florida, do you say, you have won, winning, you're winning, you did it, sack, sack. I do that through the whole game. I will not think one bad thought. And then they win, and then they do sack. Do you do that?
I normally say, we'll get them next year.
Really? You know? So you don't put your psychic into it?
No, when I'm watching the game or anything. My personal life, I would. But when I watch a game and I see where it's going, I'll say, they'll get them next year. They're building up. This is a building year.
Okay. So. I'm just kidding, though. I actually saw you post the football game on your Facebook. So I thought, definitely he's a fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Dolphin fan.
But I do that. But I take it to that level of, like, I can't have anything out there in the universe coming from me negative that maybe could jinx it.
But it's easy to do. It's easier to think negative than positive on things. And to rewire our brain, it's very hard to keep thinking positive and trying to manifest because there's so much that can go wrong and turn it in the wrong, especially with 2020. 2020 is this year for challenges. Everybody's going through challenges and change this year. So we just have to work hard and get through what we need to get through.
Okay. Let's see.
The first book I wrote called Is There More to Life Than What We Know? I talk a little bit more about manifestation in that book and how we are co-creators and how we can create to ourselves as well.
I love that.
And a little bit about our soul journey and why we're here on this earth and why we go through obstacles and everything. And that's pretty much on that book, my first book I wrote, Is There More to Life Than What We Know? So.
Oh, that would be interesting to read. Everybody, go to Joseph's Facebook and website and check out his books, too. And in your books, do you touch upon ever? I'm curious about what are spirits like? What do they think like? I don't know if anybody could really know that answer, but maybe you do, because I want to know, did your grandma know that she was scaring you? And how did that make her feel? Or do they just completely think completely different than we could ever imagine.
They come through a different way. And I think it was just her final way of saying goodbye, because I'd never seen her again. If she kept on popping up again afterwards, it would have been a different story. But I completely shut down, and my whole ability shut down after that. And she probably didn't know. But she knew I was very close to her, and I had this gift and open, so she just needed to say goodbye. But in the
have you tried to say, Grandma, hello, Grandma, I didn't mean to mean that.
Well,
I miss. I want to talk to you more.
Not when I was 10 years old.
But
you know, now it's a,
then,
now
like,
it's a diff-
do you?
Yeah, now it's a different story. It's very hard for loved ones. It's like my father passed away last year. And I still haven't heard from him yet. And still seeking mediums to bring him through. He still hasn't come through yet. I feel him.
What if they never believed in you? Do feel him? That's nice.
Yeah,
we're so sorry for your loss,
When they're in spirit form, they go back to being godlike again. So even though they didn't believe in it here, they change on the other side. And they're more open to it. So,
okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I find all this
stuff
so interesting. So thank you, and I'm going to check out your books. And you know what we have now? I thought this up. We're just starting a book club, and everybody who has been on our show that has written a book and it's, you know, published, well,
there you go.
We will feature that. So I'm just starting.
Good.
I got the first book from another one of our psychics. And I'm going to start with that. And then, you know, we have other people that are not psychics, so we'll, you know, we'll mix it up a bit. But I would
love to feature one of them. Yeah, I've written three of them. So. And I'm working on the fourth one now. So.
Okay.
Well,
wow, we can't wait. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, we do. Are you ready for another caller?
We'll take another caller.
Okay. There you go. 775.
Hi, caller. You're on with Joseph. Hi. Just wanted to introduce you a little bit. So what is your name and how are you doing?
Well, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. And Joseph, it's an honor to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I take it this is the first time meeting you, Wendy?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
And I've been counting the minutes.
Wonderful. Well, how can I help you tonight?
Well, Joseph, I had my 69th birthday on July the 6th.
We share the same birthday. I'm July 6th also.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I work in a medical insurance call center. And on January 14th, I became ill. I couldn't walk, and it's related to car accidents, et cetera. I've been very diligent about doing everything perfectly with paperwork, and my employer is tired of waiting for me to rehabilitate. So they're going to administratively separate themselves from me very shortly here, probably early October. But the good news is there's group insurance that'll help me to get by through October of 2021, a whole year away. So, but all I will need is periodic notes from my doctor stating Wendy is not well enough to do her job every couple of months. My current doctor has approved me off all this time, but she was kind of short with me last time I spoke with her. So next, I'm going to be contacting her. She approved me off through January 28th. So if she doesn't approve me, then I'll switch to a new doctor. So will I be successful in being approved off through October 2021 so that I can collect my group insurance?
You know, I have a yes right off the bat, but I feel there's other ways, too, that for some reason I feel like you haven't seen an attorney on this. About keeping your insurance in some way, in that your business or your employer can't drop you from there because of this accident?
I was talking to an attorney by the last name of Lee, and he said, well, we can't do anything until they fire you. And okay. So he said to let him know if they fire me. I'm not sure he's the attorney for me, but do you think that I'll find an attorney that will help me?
Because what I feel is going to happen is if they feel you're going to litigate this, it's cheaper to keep you on the insurance plan than going through attorney fees and getting attorneys to fight this. So before they eliminate you, I would talk to an attorney. It may just take a letter that you're going to, you know, maybe take this to court and stuff, and they're going to look at the expenses of probably it's going to be cheaper to keep you on the insurance policy than having a hired attorney for them and go through this to fight this. And that's what my gut feeling says on there.
Well, yeah, they're going to fire me from my job because it's taking too long for me to recover.
I feel you have a case on that. That's what they're telling me because of that. It's because
cool.
you're sick
well,
and you can't recover, and you have doctor's notes that you're having a hard time recovering too. And something about keeping you on the policy for some reason, even if they let you go from the job. But holding on to your insurance, maybe, where they
well,
you have to keep
well,
on their insurance policy.
Well, I get my insurance through a different company. I can't afford their insurance. My medical insurance is through. I have different medical insurance through a totally different company. And my attorney said, don't mention anything. Just wait and see what happens. So I've kept my mouth shut. But so will I be changing my doctor in January? I'm going to keep my same doctor until she stops extending me. Will she extend me when I speak to her in late January?
Yes, I have a yes on that she would do that.
But will I eventually change to a new doctor, and will she continue to write me off through October?
I feel she's going to be with you for a while.
Okay.
So,
and
yeah.
I share an apartment with my sister, Leslie. We want to move. Our lease is up in April of next year. Will she and I move to a new place? We'd like to move to a place called The Reserve, but it's rather pricey. Will we move together to a new place next year, Joseph?
I don't feel the move is going to be a good move. I don't feel like it's going to be good timing, so to say, in April. Next year.
Will it be later in next year towards the end?
It would be later, maybe a year, like a year from now in the fall, October, November next year. I could see stuff going like that. I feel by April, it has to do with your health and stuff like that, what you're going through, and maybe financial getting finances to afford things, and that's what's holding everything back, I feel.
So later in the year next year, will we move to the Reserve or together?
I feel like, I don't know if it's going to be the Reserve, but it's going to be a place that you're going to like, though. It may be an alternative to the Reserve, but it's a place that you're going to like, though.
Okay. And so will I be successful in litigating? They are going to release me. So
well,
will I be successful?
Yes, in litigating, I feel you are, because I feel that they want to take care of it instead of keeping, you know, or going through litigation. I feel like they're going to do something. So, and that's why I said earlier, it's very important with the litigation. Okay.
Is attorney by the last name of Lee the one from here, or should I look for a different one?
It's going to be an attorney that does this. I'm not sure which one. It's the one you feel comfortable with, but it is good, you know. See how it is. Well, but I feel that you're on the right track. I feel like you're on the right path right now. So
okay.
And
you know what? You're right on track about everything because actually I already kind of knew it would be later in the year, probably after the group insurance runs out in October, that we'd be moving.
Yeah. Okay.
And hopefully I'll have a place to do my artwork.
There you go. I wish you the best then. We're gonna take more callers on here.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Okay. But thank you very
much. All of you. Thank you. I want to talk to you.
God bless you. Okay, she is a regular caller too, but we haven't heard from her for a while. So, I mean, she's looking when she wants to call, right, Johnny? And she's chosen
yes.
you. And okay, yeah. I just bought your book, by the way.
Okay.
I am finishing. Well, you know, it's so easy on. I have Amazon Prime, and I just
you know
searched it, and there it was, and then I got it on my Kindle. I mean, how easy is that? It mm-hmm. you know, it's so affordable, and you know, I really want. I mean, you have been so amazing today. I want to know more, and I have lots of questions. And
which book did you get? Speaking to Heaven, or Is There More to Life?
Yeah. Yes, Speaking to Heaven, because I like that. And you were saying that it gives you signs to look for.
Uh-huh.
All these little things that we don't have time to get into all of these little details, but there's so much to it, I'm sure.
So,
I'm excited. Yeah. So everybody, hey, you know, I posted the purchase as well on Facebook. I guess you could share, you know. So all the information is there on my Facebook, and then I'll forward it to Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook page, and you'll be able to see what I just ordered, and then see all of the other books. What are your other two books titles?
Well, Is There More to Life Than What We Know, A Spiritual Journey, Awakening, and Finding God. It's all about metaphysical science. Anything you want to know about metaphysics is in that book. It talks about twin flames, soulmates, talks about life after death. It talks about spirit guides, how to contact your spirit guides, your angels, and speak with them as well. Talks about extraterrestrials. It covers everything, every topic. The other book is called The Promise. The Promise is the Metaphysical Teachings of Jesus. And it's more of a spiritual book on Jesus' life from his birth to his death, but it's written in a metaphysical way instead of the Christian way. It's more opened and about his life and his lessons and his teachings. And that's channeled because I'm a channel. I channel the Christ consciousness or Jesus, and he automatically wrote through me. So that's a channel. It's also available in audiobook set to music. Is There More to Life Than What We Know and The Promise are both on audiobooks, so set to music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's easy to order. Everybody, oh, my gosh. I'm so excited because
I have a store. There's a store on my website. It shows you all my meditation CDs. I got about four meditation CDs as well. I also have cards, affirmation cards, and I have cards that are extraterrestrial with light language on it. So on there too.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot
of things. We need to have you back on to talk. We haven't had anybody talk about extraterrestrials on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a big, big, is the realm, hello, it's very, you know, it all goes together here. And it's like you'd think that we would have had some people discussing that. So maybe you could come back and discuss that topic.
We can.
On our show
a lot
again.
Of people want to hear I'm on the show. They want to speak to their loved ones and stuff and know their future. That's the thing with me, though. Yeah.
Loved ones. Like, we're almost done. I don't know where Johnny is, probably trying to screen calls, but I mean, we're coming to our hour. But can you do a little one on me, please, Joseph?
Yeah.
Just a little one.
There's Hooray for Hollywood I'm hearing for you for some reason. And I don't know why I got
that.
That's
so sweet, because I'm really thinking of the person that has passed away 16 or 17 years ago. Don't you want to know my relationship? You always
what I
wanted
feel is
to
this,
know.
This person took you under his wing, and he tried to, I don't know, it was almost like a producer or a manager, too, that I'm feeling. But somebody who was there, who, like, if I say wanted to make you a star, does that make sense?
It does make sense to take you under his wing. When I was so young, and that was my aspiration to be a model, but I was 20, 21, and living in a town that there was not much. I started working for this person, and he became such my, like, older man friend, like, guidance person. I then hired me all the time, so I was making good income, and we had so much fun. I mean, oh, my gosh, was this we would go to Vegas. We would meet in Vegas and just, paint the town.
This is the person that I felt. Did he smoke cigars, by the way?
I think so. I don't remember that too well, but I think that was a part of his life.
Do you have someone that smokes cigars that you know of?
Yes.
I have someone smoking.
Coming?
Yeah, this person coming in was a cigar smoker, and I just have this pungent smell of cigars. It could be a grandparent, an uncle, or anything like that. Do you recall?
I know one really well, Dr. Gene Scott. He was a pastor, philosopher. He had a TV show. Oh, yeah, he passed away many years ago. And he just did that pipe and cigar. I don't know. That was a pipe. Sorry, Joseph, it's not him.
All right, a pipe is fine. That's fine. A pipe or cigar is fine. But I have that smoke coming. It's not cigarette smoke. It's an unusual smell. So a pipe will have an unusual smell.
Still have his pipe lighters that they're really cool. They're long and they're very elegant.
There we go.
Had a ranch. Yes.
So,
beautiful.
So this is the person I have to bring through as the pipe smoker, because he wants to identify him smoking a pipe then.
Okay.
And that's the person I have to bring in. Okay.
Hi, Gene. Right. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, wait, Johnny. Okay. He's in the middle of it. I don't think that's all he wanted to say.
Where'd you go, Johnny?
I'm right here. I was just saying, we have a caller if you want to take a caller.
Well,
I didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
He's already
taking
one. It's called me, Johnny. He's on a call.
Okay.
Called Barbara.
Okay, right.
We were just reading for Barbara and all that, and I was bringing in the gentleman.
And you know what? I don't know if he can take another call. Johnny, it's 2-3 minutes. Till the hour's up, we have to do the shout out. He's getting worn out. I'm the last one.
Are you okay?
I'm the last one. He's in the middle of it. Okay.
So, can you go overtime?
Anyway,
or is the show cuts off?
No, we can.
We're okay. We just don't want to wear you out.
That's all right. That's okay. Well, let me just finish up with you, Barbara, and then we'll take one more call. That one that has on hold.
Okay.
So that person can hold on. I'll make sure since you already told her or them. On there, I'll make sure I get them.
Thank you.
With you, Barbara, like I said, I feel like those two coming in, the one that was very supportive of you in your career when you were younger, he's coming through. And then I have the one who is the pipe smoker. I thought it was cigar, but pipe works with me. And I kind of see a picture with a turtleneck with him for some reason coming in as well.
Yeah, that's a lot
is your
type. What does he want to even say to me? I mean, it's been a long time. Do people feel like their friends down there on Earth are like beeping beep? I'm looking for somebody who's passed.
Something about advertising with you. Are you doing any type of advertising work, media work?
Oh gosh, I handled 9 handles a day for Life, Laughter, Happiness, and myself. Yes.
Okay. What I'm hearing is about your media and advertising. It's television though. That I'm seeing though, and I see work. How far are you from Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, Los Angeles?
Well, I'm starting a new TV show, and I'm doing a very, very important interview, on TV, through Europe and Germany, and that will be in a few days. And so Johnny is starting a TV channel for me, and he already has it. He's going to give it to me soon. So, that you hit that one on the head.
Okay. Well, that's what they're telling me, that's where you're going in that direction right now. And are you close to L.A. in any way?
Yeah, just an hour. I'm in Huntington Beach. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm just getting a geography where you're at in California. So, and they're just telling me that, that Hooray for Hollywood thing is about getting a TV show and getting yourself getting yourself where you need to be. It's almost like, I don't know if it's almost like a talk show, but that's what I'm feeling too as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the same thing as this, but on TV. And I almost said his name, but you didn't say any names, so I'm not going to say it. But he would be—he's probably watching what I'm doing all the time, and he's probably so happy for me because he's always been in my corner, you know. And when I traveled to Alabama, the plane, and then 6 hours driving into this dry county, really nobody around, all the way there from Beverly Hills. Oh my gosh, seeing him on that couch dying like that, And he had waited for me for 6 months, and he had the bag on the outside and everything, and his sister was there. It was all dark. I got him up. I got him out. I wheeled him around on that wheelchair. I came back. I said, now we're going to pray. We prayed. Oh, his tears were just streaming down his face. He thought all those years, 10 years that I was in L.A., now it's been 25, like 10 years, oh, Barbara, you know, lost her faith. You know, but he saw that I didn't. I go, why are you crying? Are you afraid to die? And he's like, no, I'm so happy that you have not lost your faith, you know. And it was just a wonderful moment. So I've always wanted to talk to him. And I can't believe the cigar smoker guy came in instead.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, no, the guy who said hooray from Hollywood, who was there for you when you were starting your career, that was the one who came in first. So.
Okay. Good. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's take
the
last caller, 856 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, caller. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You are on live with Joseph Labruto.
Hi, Joseph. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Have I read you before, or is this the first time?
This is the first time.
Okay, welcome to the show. How can I help you this evening?
Just want to know if you can connect with my mom or my dad.
Okay. I want you to count 1 to 5 for me and say your first name, Laura.
Do you want me to count out loud?
Yeah, count out loud so I can hear your voice and then say your name out loud 3 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Laura. 2.
Okay, that's good, Laura.
Okay.
That's good.
Enough.
All right. Did Dad have to be taken care of, or did Dad have to be taken care of? Let me stick with that first. On here, was he? Did your mom? Did your dad pass first? By the way.
Yeah, my dad did pass first.
Okay. Did your mom have to take care of him?
No, not really.
Right. Anything to do with his heart or chest?
He did have some heart issues and some other health issues. So did she.
Okay. What about your mom? Did she have to be taken care of, someone that was very sick?
Mom did. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was it a family member, a sibling that had to take care of them? Mom?
So she was living by herself. I quit my job to move home to take care of her.
All right. So you're the one who had to take care of her. Okay.
Right.
That's what I needed to know.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just needed to know if you had to, either you or a sibling had to take care of her, because I had her this very sick, and that she needed to be taken care of. What I have also with Mom is that just the inability to walk, or has a very hard time, legs hurting and stuff like that. Did she have a hard time mobility wise or anything like that?
Yeah.
With Mom.
Yeah.
And needs assistant in maybe taking showers or baths and just different things that she needed to be done. Keeping her home as long as you could, I felt as well. That was very important. And I want to say toward the end is more of a peaceful. Was she in bed when she passed?
She was sitting in a chair. She had just eaten her lunch.
Okay. All right.
And
that's fine.
Felt. So, yeah.
All right. I have her home when she passed. I should just say home, and that's where I have her. Mom and Dad, were they separated for some reason?
Joseph, she wasn't home when she passed. She was actually in a nursing facility so she was there for two weeks while I had to move from New Jersey, and I had to get situated in the house and everything, and I had just gotten situated in the house, and I was visiting her back and forth, and then I was going to pick her up on Friday, and she literally passed on Wednesday.
Okay. All right. The situation that I had. Now, was your mother and father separated at one time?
No.
Okay. But Dad passed first. Who's the J, like Joe or John, by the way?
My dad had a best friend named John.
Okay, who's passed away?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you know? Okay, I'm gonna go another direction. Do you know anybody who passed away in an accident?
Yes.
Okay, male.
Male.
Okay, I have a male here who passed away of maybe auto accident or some type of accident that's
yes.
coming through. All right.
He comes
now
through
who,
a lot, actually.
So you have medium readings where he comes through. I got to bring
yeah.
him through for some reason. And who's this person, by the way?
He was Michael is his name.
No, but relationship to you?
Just a very good friend in college.
Okay, so he's just coming to say hello to you then. Okay, if he was a good friend with you, I think I just needed to bring him through just to say hello. When I see the American flag with your dad, did he ever serve, or did anybody serve as a police department or anything like that?
John did. John was in the police department.
John,
my dad
okay. Your dad was in
Navy.
The police department?
No, my dad was in the Navy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
but
your dad
John,
was in the Navy. So, okay, John served in a. I have like the police doing a thing for someone. So this is John. John's coming strong for you. I know you don't speak to dad and mom, but it seems like he always comes in. I think he just had a thing for you back when, and I just think he needs to come through.
Michael.
Oh, Michael,
you mean Michael.
Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. Michael. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, actually, that would be accurate.
Okay, and that's why. And I just see the police processional, how they honor the police officers, and that's what he's showing me as well. Jersey Shores or anything with you as well?
Oh, yes.
Is this
very
your dad or anything like that growing up by the water?
Yeah. Every summer we would travel from Pennsylvania to the Jersey Shore for our
vacation.
There
you go. All right. And you used to get a beach house close to the water or something like that?
We'd stay at one of the hotels. And then
okay.
I live close enough now to the Jersey Shore that I go down periodically myself.
Okay. This is what Mom and Dad's talking about. What they're doing, they're going to your childhood. They're talking about their trips going to Jersey Shores to the beach where you had to go to the beach. And if you're not too far from there, too, they're probably bringing this up as well. I have a big smile. I feel your dad was a gentle person and very kind and gentle person. And I feel like this is where he's coming from. You ever go to the Poconos as well as children?
No, we didn't.
Okay. I have a mountainous area now that they're showing me.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Poconos. We did go.
What mountains did you go to?
I don't know. It was my aunt and uncle. They had a cottage, and we used to go and visit with them and spend the weekend. And
was it in Pennsylvania?
It was Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's fine. Mountains in Pennsylvania, I should have just said. So... There, again, I'm in your childhood. Your parents are showing me how you went to this cottage to your aunt and uncle's house in Pennsylvania and everything. And were you in southern Pennsylvania at all by Hershey or just south
Pittsburgh.
For some reason? Pittsburgh.
We
that's southern Pennsylvania, right?
Well,
no?
It's more western, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I have, yes, absolutely.
Growing up as a child?
We did. We took a trip out there once to go see the chocolate factory while we were out there.
All right. Your parents are reminiscing when you were children, so I think this is where they're at right now. And that was a great time in their lives when they were young adults and you growing up, and they just want to bring that up. So just to finish up, Mom and Dad sends their love, Michael also as well. And I just want to give you thank you. Giving me the opportunity to connect today.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
All right, Laura. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I have a question. Oh. Now, I didn't mean to interrupt you or Barbara talking. If you wanted to go back to what it was you were saying before we took the call.
Oh, he was
okay.
Just doing my reading real quick, Johnny. He was trying to. Yeah.
Yeah. We're good.
You did break the flow up a little bit, but it's okay.
Sorry,
because he's pretty talented here. I mean, I'm really blown away. I'm going to re-listen to that show again. I'd love to listen to the shows again, the ones that have mm-hmm. so much detail. And thank you all of you callers for calling in, because it's emotional.
Yeah,
I mean, this is like serious stuff here, isn't it, Joseph? I mean, this is intimate stuff. I mean, they have to know, hey, I'm going to open myself up and he is going to know some personal stuff. And they do that for you. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's when they do personal stuff like that, it's just a way of validating it's them. Just to, you know, things that only the person's going to know. It's more of an intimate way. It's not a generic way. It's more validating that way. And that's why they get more personal. So.
Okay. So how much energy does that take out of you? And can you give us an example of something like we would do that would take our energy out?
Yeah, it does take a lot. If you could tell from when I first started and where I am out now, it's like my energy is like whoop on here.
Yes.
So, so my energy level does get wiped out. Oh, yeah. I make sure
meditate?
I rest between. Not really. I watch movies.
Yeah, that's a good meditation.
Yeah, that's
well,
the
way.
Well,
that's
great. So.
Okay, a couple little quick funny questions. Your friends, I mean, if I had you as my best friend and was around you every day, I mean, it'd be hard not to ask you a lot of things. I mean, do you feel pressured do they always ask?
What happens is when you get personal with anybody or friends, it's very hard to read that person after a while.
Oh.
And especially family members. I can't read family members at all. It's like it drives my girlfriend crazy. She said, you know, when she met me, she was a client. And now I can't read her. She says, I shouldn't have dated you. I can't find anybody as good as you anymore, and now you can't read me anymore.
Well, at least she has a clear conscience. You know, some people would be like, I'm glad he can't read me. I don't want him to know what I'm thinking or what I've
done. I think that has a lot to do with it. It's like not invading their privacy. And when you become a friend with somebody, you really don't want to be in their business unless they want to tell you.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
That's how it is.
Well,
and with family members.
That's another good example of it is that I always equate psychics to therapists, and therapists will only treat you under certain circumstances. There's circumstances where they won't treat you. You know, like obviously, I mean, if you know someone really, really well, you know, you have two roles. This is why I couldn't go see my father as a psychiatrist. It would never work, you know.
Right. Yep. It's the same thing.
Wow,
you know, if you're a therapist on it. Yep, good analogy.
It's just amazing that you are doing this full-time for a long time now, I think, and your offices are so beautiful and you have a lot of different events going on, and you're live on Wednesday on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern. Is that what you said?
Yep, I'm live on
okay,
Zoom
good.
Through Facebook, and people can see me. And I co-host with Christine, and Christine's she does astrology reading as well. And you know, she's also my events manager too. So,
that's fun. Okay,
yeah.
And so we could just log on and everybody
sure.
check that out. That's fun.
Yeah.
And do you
just log
see
in.
Them too?
Uh-huh.
And can
you
see what they're writing?
Exactly. What you do is you open up your camera, and Christine will take all the names that people that call in. She'll write all the names and put them in a box, and then she'll hand pick. You know, she'll just do a drawing, pick out a name, and that person will get a reading. So.
Oh wow.
You know, yeah. So if we have like 30 people. There'll be 30 names in the box, and then she'll shuffle through, pick out a name, and then the person unmutes themselves, and then you can see live our conversation is going back live.
And do you just
unless
do
they,
the
unless
one
they call
reading?
It. Yeah, just the
do
one
you just
reading for
the
person.
One. And how long is the reading on
it's
like when
no,
you go
it's,
live?
It's No, it's like what I'm doing here, the same amount of time.
Okay.
Like the readings I just did with everybody here, it's the same amount. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Wow,
it's the same,
okay.
It's the same concept of what we're doing. Christine and I will talk a little bit. We'll bring people on, and then I'll read them. And, you know, if Parson doesn't want to get read, that they already had readings, many readings with me, they'll say, oh, I'm just listening. I want to just stay on here. And then they'll give up their reading, and we'll get somebody else next. So,
I like it. Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, we really enjoy having you on, and I am looking forward to reading one of your books, and Speaking to Heaven. It's titled Speaking to Heaven. And your titles are long. So, you know what? You've told us the titles. Now, all you have to do is go find the one, and then you're going to see the other two, unless you want to tell us again the titles.
Is there more to life than what we know? And the other book is The Promise, and then Speaking to Heaven. So, and
just go to
my store on my website. So
the one where you're channeling Jesus is going to be the next one I check out, because that I've never even heard of anything like that. I mean, how wonderful!
I had one yesterday. Live. I'm doing some live events now, small events for the COVID, but. When I channel the Ascended Masters, where I go into trance and I bring the Masters, they speak through me to people. And yesterday, you know, what they do is they pick people in the audience and they'll read them about their lives, about what's going on. They'll tell them about what they need to do in their lives, not even knowing the person. And then they'll talk about why we're here and little words of wisdom they'll talk about. And I just let them come through. And that's what my channeling is about. And that's all about my first book, Is There More to Life Than What We Know? It's all about channeling and meeting my guides and everything. So.
Oh, that's so interesting. And also to see you, too, is wonderful. We love having you here on the radio, but to see you when the spirit comes in you and takes over your body, I mean, that'd be great to see live.
I do that only live. I really don't do that on the internet or anything. What's fascinating too is I do seance. It's called Transfiguration Seance, where picture the room pitch black. We cover all the windows with black plastic, and there's a black drape behind me, and I'm dressed in all black, and we just have a little red light just on my face, very dim, that you could just see the outline of my face. I'll start to go into a trance, and as I go into a trance, you'll start to see cobwebs, it's called ectoplasma, start to form in front of my face like a little cloud, and then my face will turn into different faces, like a man, a woman, and then it'll be full figure of a person next to me. People have seen their loved ones. Different spirits come through. You'll see, it's called spirit lights. There'll be little twinkly lights way above my head. You'll see like a little thundercloud. It looks like it's like a mist with light going through it above my head. And just different things. So I do that as well, that type of seance.
Wow.
Cool.
You know, when you said that seeing the different faces changing, I feel like, and I told a lot of psychics on our show, on air, about this, that I asked, are these my spirit guides? Because the feeling wasn't a dream. And the feeling was, I've had it before where I'm outside my body and I'm looking at myself. And I know it really is. I had to write it all down. Too many details. And thank God I did, because I cannot remember. But it was one of those experiences. Yeah. And then another time, and I was trying to really connect with this stuff. I haven't been working on it lately, though, but I saw the faces morphing into different faces, like you said.
Right.
And then
that's what happens.
Something?
Yeah. Yeah. And
that is something you're the only one who says that something. What is it exactly?
Yeah. It could be loved ones coming through or spirit guides coming through. When I do it, I have the mixture of spirit guides and loved ones. Loved ones, when they come through, sometimes they'll speak. Like, we had an incident where a young man came through with long hair and like a beard, like goatee with no shirt. Everybody in the audience, everybody sees the same thing, and everybody's saying, look, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. But then the mother in the front row was crying. She says, no, it's not Jesus, it's my son. And then after the event, she pulled out her phone and she showed a picture, the same picture that everybody saw, her shirt, son without a shirt on with the long hair and the goatee. And then everybody said, oh, my God, that was him. So,
wow.
So people do see their loved ones come through as well.
Oh, that is really great. I love being open to this. So thank you so much. We really enjoyed it, and I'm sure our callers did too.
Well, thank you both of you for having me on again. It was a pleasure and privilege and honor as well.
Yes.
Have you done the shout-out yet, Roberta?
No, I was just going to thank everybody and do the shout-out. So this is going to be up on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. So you're going to be able to find this show and listen to it again. And while you're there, please subscribe and follow. Do you have a YouTube channel, Joseph?
Do I have what?
A YouTube channel.
Yes, I do. I do have a YouTube channel.
Okay. So do you want to do a shout out about that too? Because we're going to have this show on YouTube and you could share it on yours.
Yeah, it's just Joseph Liberto is my YouTube channel. So,
okay, so then that'll be great because we want all of your people to hear this too, and
I'll make sure I share it onto my channel. So
awesome!
So my
and we also
well.
We have a new Roku. We have a new TV channel on Roku, and it's called Life, Laughter, Happiness, and we're loading it up with great content.
Well, if you do any live broadcasting where I can Zoom in or Skype in, let me know, and I'll be happy to do a live thing.
Oh, that's great. Right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's great. We would love to.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have an idea of what I want him for, and I'll talk to you about it after the show. But I'm very excited, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I thank you for my personal readings, too. I feel connected.
You're welcome.
With Stanley. Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, and so follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're posting a lot of different things throughout the week. And follow us. So thank you so much, Joseph Liberto III, by the way, because you have two Facebooks, and we want to send them to that Facebook so they can get all of your information.
Yeah, it'd be the professional one. It'd be American Most Loved Medium, Joseph Liberto.
Oh, I love that.
American Most Loved Medium. That's my professional page where I have all my events up. So
I used that for you today because I like that.
Perfect.
I like America's Most Loved Psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Best medium. All right. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Johnny. And good night, Joseph Liberto.
Okay, good night.
Night.